Meg Tripp sat at the dinner table with her family, trying not to appear eager, wanting to rush back to her room and devour the new catalog Madame Juliet had loaned her. The woman shared her love for fashion, and whenever one of them received a magazine or catalog, they passed it along to the other one. 3 more months, and she planned on setting off for New York to attend a fashion school she read about. Her father promised her he would help her fulfill her dream if she promised to return to Colorado if she became unhappy. Why in the world would she be disappointed in New York? Of course, at the moment, they were keeping this a secret from her mother until he had a chance to talk to her about Meg's plans. Plans her mother had not been interested in hearing about every time she tried to speak to her about her desires. Mother only had one thing in mind for Meg. A husband. A wealthy, well-to-do man. Which convinced Meg even more she needed to escape to New York City before the woman found someone for her to say I do to.
The Quincys are hosting the annual debutante ball, which is now a Valentine's ball, because the railroad tycoon, Benjamin Scott, and his son are attending.
Her mother announced, her eyes dancing with merriment. Shocked, Meg glanced up.
Edith hadn't mentioned it to me.
Why did she have a bad feeling about this, since her mother was so gleeful?
Well, Agnes told all of us about the dance today at the social club. Seems the railroad tycoon is coming to town, and he's bringing his son.
At first, no one looked up from their food, but continued eating. With a frown, her father asked, "Why is he coming to town? What's going on?" Narrowing her eyes, Meg stared at her two younger sisters, giving them a warning look. Fanny rolled her large emerald eyes and tossed her long auburn hair. Daisy grinned like she could hardly wait. Unfortunately, her youngest sister was her mother's daughter, always hungry for a party, often getting into trouble.
"Oh, Sydney, how am I supposed to know? All I heard from Agnes is that one of the most eligible bachelors in the state is coming to Durango."
A groan escaped Meg's lips, and she wanted to be excused, but feared that that would not be allowed. Gazing around the table, her mother all but jumped up and down in her chair, brimming with excitement. Still, no one appeared enthused, except Daisy, whose large sapphire eyes grew wide.
"Oh, is he the man who the gossip columnists have with a different woman every week? The one who dated a dancer in a saloon? Oh, Meg, that could be your man."
How did this child ever learn this stuff? Meg narrowed her eyes at her youngest, irritating sibling.
"Where did you hear that information?"
her mother asked, staring at Daisy. Her sister knew how to get away with murder as long as she did what their mother wanted. She was beautiful, a book lover, and very smart, though a tad bit on the mischievous side. Or wild side. A giggle came from Daisy.
"Oh, Mama, the newspapers, of course."
A snort came from her father. "Nellie, your youngest daughter always reads the latest news." It was true that her sister did enjoy a good newspaper, especially the society columns. Nothing earth-shattering, only gossip.
"Well, maybe she shouldn't,"
Nellie said, looking at their father.
"Besides, I don't believe the columnist. They're just trying to sell papers. I'm sure he's a fine, outstanding young man."
Almost choking on her food, Meg couldn't fathom her mother's determination. If a man came from high society, their mother didn't care what he did. As long as he was rich, he was potential husband material for her young daughters. "And you would sell our daughters off to him," her father said.
"Not sell, but he would make Meg a wonderful husband."
Fear clutched her chest and lungs. Why did her mother act like she wasn't sitting at the table?
"Meg is not searching for a husband," she said, shooting an irritating look at her mother. "She has other plans."
Shaking her head, her mother barely acknowledged her words.
"You are the most obstinate child. As your mother, I know what's best for you, and a rich man will give you everything you need."
Why did her mother only want to focus on one thing, finding her a rich man to marry, when Meg wanted a career as a dress designer, to see the world, visit new places away from the mountains and snow and miners? Everywhere you looked, there was a miner.